Parashat Ki Tetzeh. In our parasha, we read about the case of the Ben Sorer Umoreh, which is the wayward and rebellious son. That the Torah tells us that because of his behavior, his gluttonous behavior, we have to take him and stone him to death before he gets worse. And of course, that's a subject in itself, exactly the rationale why we do such a thing. But it's his parents that actually take him to the Beit Din. And if we analyze the words of the parents, it says in the Pasuk that they tell the Beit Din, Benenu ze soreru more, our son is rebellious, Enenu shomeya bekolenu. Whereas the Pasuk says, Enenu shomeya bekol aviv ubkol imo. He is not listening to his father's voice and his mother's voice. The Gemara Sanhedrin learns that a Ben Sorer Umoreh never happened. And one of the reasons is because there's so many restrictions to the case that it makes it practically impossible for ever to happen. One of the restrictions is, based on this Pasuk, Bekol Aviv Upkol Imo. The Gemara says that they have to have a same voice. Now that's very odd that a husband and wife should have a similar voice. A man doesn't sound like a lady and a lady doesn't sound like a man. And if they do, there's a problem. And the Pasuk says, Bekol Abivu, Bekol Imo, that they have to have the same voice. And if they don't have the same voice, it can't be a Ben Sorer Umoreh. The rabbis learn from this a lesson in parenting, that for children to come out decent and normal, parents need to have a unified voice. Maybe it's not talking about the style of voice or the tone of voice, but they have to have one approach that they both follow. The father can't be permissive and the mother strict, or the opposite. Then the child already is able to escape, is able to divide and conquer. When it comes to parenting, the approach must be unified. We find many times where there's a difference between a parent in religion. You have a father that's religious and a mother that's secular, or the opposite. And Chas v'Shalom, the victim becomes the child, because the child is confused when he sees mixed messages. And therefore the Torah might be coming and saying, if the mother's voice is different from the father's voice, the child does not become a Ben Sorer Umoreh, because you can't hold the child culpable for his behavior when there's not a unified message from parents. So although the Ben Sorer Umoreh never happened, we still can apply some of its lessons to modern day parenting. And that's why it's a good idea that, especially young parents, but this is not limited to young parents, or new parents, should go and take classes on parenting and read books together in order that they'll know how to deal with situations consistently when they come up with their children. You know, to drive a car, you have to go for a test and you have to take a road test, etc. Raising children is much more serious than driving a car. But for some reason, everybody thinks we'll wing it. You know, we'll roll the dice. We'll see how we do. And sometimes you can't always rely on what you saw in your parents' home, because maybe they made mistakes and you're just going to repeat them. Therefore, it's incumbent to take a course which should really be given before we get married with the Tarat HaMishpacha. But at least when one is having a child, he should know exactly the proper approaches to take, and it should be a consistent. It must be Kol Aviv VeKol Imo. They must have a unified voice.